U.S. President Barack Obama has returned to Washington with a number of issues to tackle in his second term in office. One of those problems is how to unite the deeply divided Republican and Democrat parties to help overcome a looming economic crisis facing the country. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Father Michael Russo, professor of communication at St. Mary's College in California, about the challenges ahead for President Obama.
As a professor of communication, the first question I wanted to ask you was, did communication win it, or part win it, for Barack Obama? Were his communicative skills just that bit better?
Well, he's an extraordinarily good writer and public speaker. Maybe it wasn't as evident in the first debate with Mitt Romney, but overall, the man has an eloquence that is pretty rare in public figures. As you're probably well aware, most public figures have speechwriters. In effect, he writes his own speeches, or at least carefully monitors his public eloquence. And he's extraordinarily good at it, and I don't know anybody, any public figure who is better than he at certain speeches.
4 years ago, he came into the post on a wave of euphoria. Coming into the post this time, there isn't really that honeymoon period, is there? People really want to see results now, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's the issue. And, of course, he came into the presidency where there was an intransigence on the part of Republicans who simply did not want to work with him. And one could look at, speculate all sorts of reasons why, but at this point, there's certain specific things with regard to immigration, jobs, any number of public issues that must be addressed. And there was a bit of a sense that maybe he couldn't get the job done. But obviously, with this election of yesterday, he won pretty convincingly.
I mean, the economy, it's tepid to say the least. It is a huge issue, though, for him to tackle.
Well, it's a worldwide phenomenon as well, and to think that one individual, the President of the United States, given the way we govern ourselves, can magically rid ourselves of all these issues is a bit expecting too much. But nonetheless, he is responsible for the program and the policies that he puts forward. One of the more important things is to get Washington to work with one another. Not a very easy thing to do. For every one elected representative, both in the Senate and the House, there are at least four or five members of various interest groups that are trying to get them to go one way or another or in a number of different policy directions. And it makes governance much more complicated.
You hear sometimes people saying the president spends 4 years trying to get reelected. But now that he is reelected, Barack Obama, for another term, do you think we'll be seeing maybe more action on foreign policy?
Well, they will have to get back to foreign policy. We've had 2 years worth of this election. I think most observers, I'm in a teaching capacity, but friends of mine who are journalists, politicians, people who live this day and night, are exhausted from this election. I think one of the good realities of this is there's a decisive winner, one way or another. We went back to the year 2000 where we'd have several months of wondering what was going on in states like Ohio or Florida. I think the country would be a bit at risk. I mean, I'm glad there's a decisive resolution to who won.
Just coming back to a point that you made earlier, kind of getting things done and working with different people, we see that the Republican Party have held on to the House of Representatives and the Democrats have the Senate. Therefore, with that in mind, how difficult or easy will it be for Barack Obama to pass legislation?
Well, I think he will have to pass legislation. He will have to work with Democrats. Already you hear some thought that he might have to have more Republicans even on his cabinet to perhaps give him some ability to create bridges to the other side. I always remind people that after the election 4 years ago, he did an extraordinary thing. He actually went to the Republican retreat in Greenbrier, Virginia, to speak to Republicans, to try to engage them with his policies. It went nowhere. And I think there are going to have to be ways and a lot of thinking within the Republican Party as to how they're going to address issues such as immigration, which, as you probably are aware, they were intransigent in terms of assisting Latinos and Hispanics in this country, when in fact they're the most dynamic political force. I mean, women, for example, in the state of New Hampshire, have both two U.S. senators, two House of Representatives, as well as the governor. All the five positions in the state of New Hampshire are all now being held by women. So women and the immigration issue, Hispanics especially, have to be the constituents that brought the election to Barack Obama.
This vote this time round, less people came out to vote. Does that signal a little bit of apathy during this election, do you think, on the campaign?
I don't think so. I mean, I think you have certain high and low periods. Something might have to do with the fact that in the East we had this major hurricane, which meant that fewer people would be actually coming out to vote. Voting has changed in a way because you have many more people who submit votes by mail and other forms of contact with their polling location. But no, I think there are ups and downs in people's attention. Clearly, this election has gone on far too long, and I think one of the things that one of the reforms could be, tightening the time that we have these primaries followed by conventions followed by the general election.